USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The wait might be down to 14 hours, but it's still hours long before anyone in line reaches Westminster Hall, where Queen Elizabeth II is lying in state. Knowing that people have been waiting all night and all day at this point, King Charles and Prince William decided to pay a visit to people waiting in line, thanking them for their patience. The new Prince of Wales even joking with some in the crowd. Yeshiva University has pulled the plug abruptly on all student club activities due to a Supreme Court decision removing a hold on a court order forcing the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize the YU Pride Alliance, an LGBTQ group. University officials said in an email to students that it will immediately take steps to protect its religious freedom. Republican leaders in the Arizona legislature say they will not try to defend a law it passed recently that would limit up-close filming of police. A federal judge blocked the law from taking effect next week on First Amendment grounds. The new law was challenged by news media organizations and the ACLU. The bill sponsor said he has not been able to find an outside group to defend the law. The groups fighting the new law will now ask for it to be permanently blocked. The Justice Department asking a federal appeals court to let it use documents seized at Mar-a-Lago for their investigation into how former President Trump used those records. A lower court barred the department from using the materials. The department told the 11th Circuit that the documents taken from the South Florida estate includes highly sensitive documents and that denying prosecutors immediate access to them would delay their investigation at a heightened risk to national security. It's asking for a ruling, quote, as soon as practical. A hurricane warning is in effect for Puerto Rico ahead of Fiona's landfall. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's just begun to relocate migrants who cross the border to Democratic-led areas. This week, the Republican chartered two flights carrying migrants believed to be from Venezuela from Texas to Martha's Vineyard.
Why sanctuary jurisdiction? Well, they give them benefits. They do. And so that's likely what they're going to do. Why are we not doing that? Because we're not a sanctuary state, and we want to make sure that we have people here legally.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a fellow Republican, says the group of migrants was being offered housing and support services at Joint Base Cape Cod, emphasizing that the move was voluntary. Immigration lawyers have been scrutinizing DeSantis' tactic. A former top official in the White House is in recovery.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is revealing she had undergone surgery to remove her thyroid after a cancer diagnosis. The former White House press secretary and now Republican nominee for governor of Arkansas said in a statement her doctor ordered a biopsy for an area of concern this month, with the test revealing the cancer. She said the surgery was successful and she is now cancer-free. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Attorneys for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shooting, asked the judge to recuse herself from the case after she scolded them when they abruptly rested their case after calling a fraction of their witnesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.